All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekkr5, mountainstatesurvival.com. Hey, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. Today we have on with us Mr. Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources. So just to get right into it for the sake and brevity of time, Bob, we got a lot of weird things we're going to talk about today. Luckily, there's no chaos happening, right? Luckily, everything's calm outside. This is definitely just what I've got so far in one page of notes. I don't want to go over 90 pages of notes that I've obtained within just 24 hours of the news cycle.
Yeah, well, if we were doing it according to how many notes we'd have, it looked like a congressional bill. Yeah, you know, 900,000 pages. You know, yeah, that's what's going on today. You know, it's what's going on.
My notes on my computer started to look like I was trying to write a book.
Yeah, of course. So, but you know, just starting everywhere. I mean, you know, it's like right now. I know. American Dream, Michael Snyder has an article up. From West Coast to East Coast, America's experiencing an unbelievable amount of natural disasters.
Yep.
I mean, from earthquakes to drought, famine, crop failure. The Mississippi River is drying up so that you can't have 400 million tons of cargo go up and down the Mississippi River. You know, that's food. That's coal. That's petroleum. I mean, everything goes up and down the Mississippi River. And now the barges are just, you can just watch sections of it are just completely dried up. So, I mean, how's that going to affect your grocery store? And, you know, San Francisco just had a 5.1 earthquake, and they're saying it might be a predicator to a 7.5 earthquake. It just going on and on and on, never stop. I'm just watching, I just can't believe how many people are having heart attacks right now. I'm not going to go there.
Well, for the sake of YouTube, we can't talk about anything medical because God knows they hate this channel. So if we give them any ammunition, they fire it right at me. But hey, you did bring up something the other day to me on the op-ed, and I want to talk about this. Government's buying millions of gas masks and filters. Government is making mass purchase order requests of chemical litmus paper that can detect chemical and biological weapons. How about we start there?
Yeah, chemical agents. It's designed to pick up what's called acetylcholine inhibitors. That's nerve agent type drugs, you know, that ones that affect your nervous system. It's a chemical weapons paper that you can just put down and it turns color if there's a chemical weapon present. So they're buying that. On top of that, keep in mind, they just bought $300 million worth of NPLAT, NPLAT being a drug that deals with radiological poisoning of the blood. NPLAT only has an 18-month shelf life. So, I mean, you know, are they expecting something in the next 18 months or sooner? And on top of that, like you said, I want to say is, be careful buying used gas masks, friends. Be careful about doing it. You know, because it's like buying something else used. I'm not going to say it, but Doug, I've said it to you before. You don't want to buy a used one of those.
It can be gross.
Yeah, you don't want to buy used one of those. You don't want to buy a used gas mask. You want to have a new gas mask. Veru Safety is the premier company out there selling gas masks to civilians. They make two forms. There's basically a tactical form and a military form. One's basically for a tactical response team, and one other one is for military, because the military one you can still put nods on. The other one has a bubble, and you can't put nods on with that bubble there. So, but yeah, Veru Safety, I was talking to Roman the other day, and they are selling millions and millions of dollars to governments around the world, including things like $30,000 decon shelters. So you can get in there and they can decon you, or whoever they want to decon. I'm sure a lot of it goes over to Ukraine because they're more important than we are. What I heard somebody call Ukraine the 51st state. And you know what the nickname you know what the nickname is?
What?
Yeah, we live in the volunteer state. You live, what's Texas? Excuse me. What's
Lone Star.
Lone Star State. Yeah, thank you. That Ukraine is the laundering state. So they got the 51st state, the laundering state. But yeah, so, you know, they're buying this. And on top of that, Vladimir Putin just ran nuclear war drills. One of the simulations was a massive nuclear response onto the United States. You know, you start going down this road and sooner or later something gets out of control. This is my concern right now. People are talking about the release of nuclear weapons like there is no tomorrow. Now, I want to backdrop this a little bit. You know, Sang Tzu, the first order of battle is really to know your enemy. You got to know what you're fighting. OK, we're not fighting just Democrats. OK, changing politicians is like changing diapers. It doesn't deal with the manufacturing process of what goes into a diaper. And, you know, I caution my Republican conservative people, friends, right now, that because we change a diaper in November doesn't mean the manufacturing process of what comes out of the baby stops. There's the deep state. And so this is where the real power lies, you know, in the corporate America, which has totally gone woke, corporate military, which has totally gone woke, you know, news media, totally woke, education, totally woke, Christianity, for most parts, totally woke. That is an entrenched power system. The banking system, totally woke. That is an entrenched power system that's not going away with the changing of a few politicians. It's just not going to do it. So you have to keep that in mind, that we're facing a very, very tough battle. And as I told Dave Hodges this morning, if capital I, capital F, if we can overcome this, it's going to be very, very difficult, because this is a death cult that is in charge of the planet right now. I mean, just look at everything they do. They hate babies being born. They hate the conception. They want to murder them in the womb. Now they want to murder them out of the womb. They, you know, we see they send millions off to war to die. The medical, and, you know, I won't say that. You know, those people are killing people left and right with sorcery type concoctions. You just look at every institution that goes on. And it's all designed to bring about death. We're seeing record numbers of death of young people right now, and all these other statistics that are coming out. And so if you don't understand, this isn't something changing a diaper is going to fix. This is something that's systemic into the system. It's a Luciferian system that is absolutely encapsulating the human race. You know, what better way to encapsulate the human race into a system of tyranny than to take, you know, listen, you know, I usually keep a few bucks here, you know, not much, just some fives and ones, you know, just some things I need to run out of the store and pick something up. Okay. So, you know, once you take this away from me, once you take this away, I have lost a major aspect of control of my life. Okay. With a digital this, just imagine these were digital dollars on in my bank account, and it said expiration date, you know, 12/26/2002. That prevents generational wealth from happening. See, this it's all done to enslave the human race. It's all done to make sure that you cannot have generational wealth, that you cannot operate, buy or sell anything outside the system of what they want you to buy or sell. This is what we see being implemented right now. And it's done with a multi-headed hydra. It's coming at us from so many different angles. My fear is that, you know, we see these people think, wow, we won in November. It's all over with. Well, we saw that during when Donald Trump was elected. People thought it was the second coming. And then shortly after, we just started seeing roads being blocked, Antifa and BLM burn. You saw it personally, firsthand, burning stuff down, beating people up, shooting cops. I remember that one cop in Las Vegas. The guy just went up to him, capped him in the back of the head. You know, just shot him. And now with this violent society we have, we're on the precipice of something that I don't think most people understand. We have nuclear war being threatened. We have chemical and biological war being threatened. The Chinese are very good at biological warfare. We know that. We funded it. We should know. And, you know, they're saying right now, with this, was it Boston University that allegedly created that COVID, new strain of COVID that had an 80% kill rate in lab rats? Well, I mean, you know, they look at us like lab rats. And so 80%, good grief. You know, if that is ever released, just think what it would do. And on top of it, they say, well, NIH is going to research it. Well, I would say NIH funded it. I mean, people don't, you know, Doug and Bob don't get together in our garage and say, let's make something up like that. Somebody wants it. Somebody has to fund it. You know, and so we just see this multi-faceted right now. I mean, I just have notes. A million rounds of 5.5155 have gone to Ukraine. The 101st has been deployed. You know, the government buying up this nuclear equipment and chemical weapons detection equipment. It's just, we are at the precipice, Doug, of, I think, something extremely, extremely dangerous. And I'll let you comment on it, but I've been doing this for 30 years now, and I've never seen anything like this. And I've never seen anything like the American people sitting back. I mean, I wrote a little piece the other day going, they are raping your children in front of you, which they're doing, and nobody's saying anything. I mean, a few people are, but overall, Americans, they keep sending their kids to the place where they're raping your children, exposing your children to adults who really should be in a psychiatric institution. Go ahead.
It's on Glenn Beck's Blaze TV, but there was a dad who actually went to his school and read a book out of his, I think it was a middle school. Horrifically, horrifically sexually graphic, pornographic, you know, and I admit, you know, like my wife and I are sitting here listening to it, and I turned it off because I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't, you know, let you listen to that. I don't want you to listen to that, right? Because it offends me to listen to stuff like that.
And to know it's being played back to teenage, even prepubescent teenage, you know, prepubescent. Well,
it's a sexually confusing book because it's bisexual. It's about the grandfather sexually abusing the grandson, teaching him sexual acts upon himself. And then, you know, then the same thing, this boy is now having intercourse with another girl who's, you know, 12, 13 years old. I'm like, me personally, let me tell you something. As former law enforcement, I know that law enforcement is somewhere within these school board meetings. What I would do is I would turn to law enforcement with the book and say, this book has to do with pornography for children, sexualizing children. Oh, pedophilia, by the way.
Yes.
Why is this allowed? I'm telling you now, this should be a crime. I'm sure somewhere in the state statutory, it's a crime. Get it out of the school. You've now been told. You know, you've now been made witness to this. We do freaking raids on pedophiles for having pictures and videos, but yet it's okay for the school.
Well, it's not okay, but it's permitted.
Oh, no, it's absolutely okay. It's absolutely okay, because from every single 50 state to even the 51st state in Ukraine, it is absolutely okay for teachers to have drag queen story hour, to have pornography from kindergarten. You have teachers that are teaching kids how to be not what they're supposed to be sexually. Look, if you want to be a weirdo and a creep, do it back home. I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home. But in front of the kids, you should be held criminally accountable. And let me tell you something, Bob. From my personal experience, every trans person that I've ever had interaction with in a law enforcement professional status, they have all been criminally convicted to the most part, and or within obviously an act of crime. They have severe mental psychosis. Typically, something traumatic has happened in their childhood. It continues to happen in adulthood. It's the most cases of suicide per capita is within the trans community. Rape, it's the highest. Drug addiction, prostitution, murder. You know, yeah. Let's keep on talking about how brave these people are. No, you're turning children. Previously, we used to say that you're turning kids into little gangbangers. Now I don't know where you're going. I prefer to go back to the gangbangers. At least law enforcement knows how to deal with that. The society as a whole is accepting the downfall of Rome, and we are looking at its newest citizens.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. And everybody's silent. A few people speak up, but everybody's silent about it. And the thing that gets me most is parents keep sending their children to the very institutions. You know, imagine this, Dave, that one day you're standing before God Almighty and you know, you see your child being condemned to hell. And what are you going to say? Because I put him in those situations, in those places that were absolutely so debauched, so perverted, so you know, evil. And you know, what they came out as was felt just as evil. I just can't imagine the responsibility of that type of thought, that I would be complicit in my own child's own damnation.
Personally, I think the parents,
it just goes beyond it.
I think the parents will be complicit in it. I think a lot of these hippie liberal type Christians, which I air quote Christians, who you know, express the summer of love in 2020 and everything leftist and pro-abortion and you know, all this craziness, right? Newsflash, probably going to hell. That's just my opinion, because nothing that they stand for stands for the commandments, stands for the laws of God, stands for the decency that Christ called for. You know, Christ didn't call for demasculating men. Christ didn't call for chopping things off of one person and sewing something onto another. You know, we are talking about, once again, the infrastructure of the Antichrist is what we are heading to.
In the beginning, God made them male and female. That is an immutable fact. That is God Almighty saying they're male and female. That's an immutable fact.
Yep.
And to do anything different again, why did God destroy the world in Noah's day? Because the earth was filled with violence. Now, you know, from two guys, I used to do martial arts and used to fight. You know, that's when we immediately think about two guys beating each other up. That's not what it's talking about. The earth was filled with the violence committed against God and his order.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, there's nothing more basic to the order of nature than male and female. It is. I mean, you just go out and watch any pack of dogs, you know, it's cats, elephants, zebras, you name it. You know, it's male and female, and they make an offspring. But again, going back to the death cult, they hate birth because Lucifer hates the human race. And so they do everything they can do to kill the human race. And it starts in the womb, and it doesn't end until they manage to kill you off. I mean, we're just seeing the greatest reduction in longevity in American history right now. The age, our age lifespan is dropping precipitously, and there's a reason why.
Well, let me throw this in, just to clarify. For people that I think are going through gender dysphoria, which, you know, used to be the psychiatric term of it. If I'm correct, I believe even when we were going through the law enforcement academy, you get taught stuff like that. You know, I don't hate the person. I hate the sin, and I hate the system that tells them that the sin is okay, calling evil good and good evil. I hate that system. And I detest and despise the people who proliferate that type of system. But, you know, once again, man, here's the thing. To talk about the fall of Rome and the citizens of it, all the people who are like within the Democrat and Republican Party who are for all this debased, reprobate nature, they themselves don't do it. They don't do it. You don't see a trans, well, at least not in public, but you don't see a trans reprobate style, you know, openly in your face drag queen senator or congressman. I'm sure they do it behind scenes.
Yeah, give it time, because depravity knows no bottom.
No.
And, you know, right now, as you know, 10 years ago, nobody would have thought pedophilia was on the docket to be made legal. And right now we see pedophilia on the docket. People are pushing to make it legal with called what, MAP, minor attracted persons.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Years ago when I became a Christian, so actually just a few years ago, I was given a series of dreams because I was asking for discernment and wisdom. And I was given a very apocalyptic dream, and I'm sure everybody has one. But the beginning of this for me was actually based off the legal system. Maybe it's because I was in law enforcement, but that was the way my eyes viewed it. And in the dreams that I was given, it was a series of dreams. Maybe one day I'll talk about it. But the most profound was that before the nation was completely and utterly judged through damnation and our nation being conquered. And this was before, you know, me and Steve Quayle started talking about stuff like this. I was given a dream that they legalized the LGBT, and then they did. And then it was pedophilia, and then it was bestiality, and then that they were actually they had the altars of Baal resurrected, and they were sacrificing kids in the open. Now, people say the abortion clinics. That's not what I'm talking about. Things done hidden in the groves, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about ancient Israel, the warning from all the prophets of ancient Israel, you know, burning their kids in the hands of Baal. And I did not read the Bible to know this yet. So when I tell my wife, who's a very much an expert in the Bible about this, you know, she has to show me all the passages, and it just freaked me out because it was probably the most vivid dream I ever had. And it was all done at the Capitol. Every bit of it was approved at the Capitol. So every time there's this Rubicon that we cross within our society, we're no longer paralleling the great generation. We're no longer paralleling what a Bible believing people are supposed to be. We are, Bob, we are dangerously going backwards. Dangerously going
In every way, science. I mean, science is being denied by these people, basic science. History is being eradicated. Food science of just what keeps us healthy is being destroyed. Obviously, our history is being destroyed right in front of our face. It's being rewritten, being gaslit about all these different things. And so everything, our age is going backwards. You know, just men. I mean, you read 18th, 19th century literature, and it's very profound to read it. You read an 18th century commentary on the Bible, and I have them. I mean, I have a commentary on the Bible, on the Holy Spirit, a book that thick from the 18th century, written on just exclusively the nature and function of the Holy Spirit. But, you know, today, I doubt if people could put two sentences together about the Holy Spirit. So, that's what our society has done completely backwards.
This is one of my most favorite books I love to read. I love Greek literature and philosophy. Between Plato, Aristotle, and a few others, I could go down the list, but I don't want to show how much of a nerd I am. The common sense, practicality, and common sense from 3,000 years ago has like just disappeared. It's just like common decency, common sense, you know, the natural way the world is ran. All that has gone completely retrograde backwards to the extent, and I want you to actually get into this, to the extent that we no longer have good relations with other kingdoms. Stop considering every country as this like political machination of freedoms. We are a kingdom. We are an empire. America is an empire. Russia is an empire. China is an empire. The UK is a series, a conglomeration of little fiefdoms. That we are talking about kings negotiating on the battlefield, right? And what's happening right now in Russia, Ukraine, and also the Western allies, okay, across the pond, which is us, we're so dangerously treading the water of nuclear annihilation. It's not funny anymore.
In my opinion, they want this. This is the death cult at work. They want nuclear annihilation. Doug, we all know the quotes where you have to reduce humanity down 90%.
If
I come back, I want to come back as a virus to kill off humanity. If you read remember the population bomb, that book, I want to get a copy of it, but in the 60s, and all this was written in there, how homosexuality, abortion, dysfunctional family, it's all done for population control. They don't want people being born. They hate people. They need to have people die. And again, the food industry is designed to make people die off. Other industries have made people to die off. It is truly a death cult. And then wars without end, where we send, young men who've never, a lot of them haven't, had children yet. So they're at their sexual peak of when they should be marrying and having children. They're sent off to war to die. So that can't happen. And now we're going to even send our women off to war so that they get, I can only imagine what happens to a woman who's captured by the enemy. Well, I don't think we've played that out.
Remember what happened this month in Azerbaijan when they captured a woman who was from the Armenian military? What did they do? They raped her, and then they cut her legs off and tortured her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raped her, basically.
Yeah. That is, hey man, that's war. That's war. And wait till it's here. People think like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and Russia and China, they're barbaric. Man, just wait. You don't think America can get that way? We're the one who has John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer as your neighbor right now. You just ain't met them yet.
And well, from the 15th century to on, you know who killed most of the bison? Was the U.S. military so they could starve the Indians.
Starve out the Native Americans. That's right.
Yeah, that was mass genocide. Yep. We brought black people here and basically dehumanized them. They were cattle you could buy or sell. It's not, and I just want to say, it's not white people that do this. It's everybody that does this. Well, China do it. The people in South America do it. People in Europe do it. Everybody brutalizes everybody else as part of the sin nature mankind has.
Well, let me speak on that real quick, because we are still, as a nation, I believe, recovering from slavery, recovering from the horrors of slavery.
Yeah.
And some people look at it as like, black people are just trying to get free money and reparations. Like, no, if you really look at the story of what happened, they were sold into slavery by their own people. Remind you of Egypt. They were sold into slavery by their own people. It was completely prostituted by the European nations, Spain, Portugal. Then you had France and Britain. They were all doing it. And then
the Arabs were doing it 1,000 years before we were doing it.
They still do it today. You can still go to Libya and buy people.
Yeah,
you can
I know.
Go to Mexico and buy people. You can go. Hey, man, 8 hours south of me, you want any girl that you want, you can go to a brothel in Nuevo Laredo and you can buy it.
Yeah, and the sad fact is, talk to Craig Sawyer. You can buy him in the United States now.
I know. See, and here's the thing. We never recovered from these things. We still haven't really recovered from the atrocities of slavery. Here we are. We're getting all this horrific nature that's being done to Americans right now. How long do you think we're going to recover from January 6th? How long do you think we're going to recover from 9/11? Or let's say whenever they start to take away your constitutional rights. How long do you think it'll take? Because it's taken well over 100 years for us to recover from slavery, and we're still on that path. Just think, another 100 years of rebellion, of hatred, of strife. This is just my personal opinion. I don't, and I'm very pessimistic. This is my own pessimistic nature, but I'm very pessimistic based off of my own reality, my own experiences, Bob. I don't believe we're going to pray ourselves back into the way America should be until we completely obliterate the things that God says he hates. Maybe, you know, this is my opinion.
Yeah, well, if you read Romans 1 and study Romans 1 with any type of diligence, I agree with what Dr. John MacArthur teaches on it. It gets to the point where the nation can't turn around, because it's no longer a thing of just, you know, people doing bad things. It's people being given over to a form of divine insanity. And that's manifested by thinking boys can be girls and girls can be boys. I watched this volleyball game just the other day on YouTube.
Oh, God.
And this man who identified as a woman, he hit that volleyball, spiked that volleyball, and hit a woman in the face. The ball was going 70 miles an hour, and she has permanent neck damage, concussions, all this other stuff that happened because of it. And it's just a form of insanity. I mean, this is insane.
And that team has willfully, it's like an act of protest and also safety, but they've willfully forfeited all games to that team that has the trans player. Did you ever see the trans player that's in women's rugby?
No, I haven't seen it, but I've seen the trans players as a swimmer.
He's my size, and I played rugby. He's my size, 6 foot, 280, 290, just tanking over people. And I'm like, who said that was a good idea?
Yeah, well, insane people.
No, God.
It's insane people. But, you know, we just really need to, I would say, talk about, you know, what we need to be doing in this hour. Because, you know, your ability, tomorrow, I don't know when, I'm not a prophet, but we're on the edge of nuclear annihilation.
Absolutely.
We've cooked up things in laboratories that could run and just kill vast portions of the human race. And when I read in the book of Revelation, that's exactly what happens. I read the quote in Zechariah where people are standing and their tongue and their eye sockets are just consumed while they're standing. I mean, good grief. It seems pretty simple to figure out what that is. So, you know, I just encourage people right now to take an assessment of where they're at, you know, to evaluate where you're at. Where do you live? You know, this is going to be the winter of freezing to death for Europe. I mean, we're going to see death. I mean, they probably won't report them all. But I mean, there's going to be people that freeze to death in Europe because they can't get heating oil, which they're already rationing. People purposely, they cut it off.
Let's stay on fuel real quick. I want your opinions on this. Fuel protests has now grown to over 90 countries. Let me see. Diesel supply. It means you both drive diesels. Yeah. Diesel supply is at only now 24 days left until we run out.
I know. I'm lost for words. People see this, and it's like you see the train coming at you, and you don't understand. If you don't get off the track, you're going to get smacked by a 200 tons of energy going 90 miles an hour. It's like, don't you understand? This is not only the energy, the food, the water, all of it is coming at you like a freight train.
Well, and let's talk about trains. The railroad strike's still going on.
Yes, it is.
And now 95% of Americans are concerned that their food prices will continue to increase.
Of course they are.
But
it's a death cult.
Let me give you a caveat. The Federal Reserve, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, said that it is acceptable to have mass job loss so that the economy can rebound. Okay, so let me say a few things real quick, and then I'm going to give it to you.
Well, let me say, will he lose his job?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, of course not. Of course not. Yeah,
it's them.
So for the economy to continue down this path of going downhill, right? In order for it to start the gentle slope upgrade, so the economy can come back up, we are going to allow our fuel to be completely done away with. No more fuel. We're going to completely castrate our military. We're already in a weakened state. We're going to continue to allow, and what the estimate was on four different websites that has to do with following the economy that I'm looking at, millions of job losses. And they're saying that it will be more than the crisis in 2020 with the pandemic.
And we haven't recovered from that job wise either. So we're going to have potentially 2.5 times more the job losses, no fuel, food prices are going to go up, and the government is telling you that this is acceptable.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, we just saw during COVID, nobody lost their jobs. And the very people who made you lose your job, made you quit your school, made you get fired from your job, all of that, they're the very people that are asking you to put them back into power.
Yep.
And unfortunately, a lot of people are going to vote for the very people who sought to destroy their lives. It is the ultimate insanity. Like I said, a nation gone insane. Who would vote for somebody who wants to kill you? But that's what we see happening right now. Again, because we know he won't lose his job. It'll be them over there that lose their job, but he won't lose his job. Nobody loses their job in government, but everybody else does. And I want to take exception to the fact, this is what it is. We need to have a bunch of people lose their jobs so that the economy can recover. They know there's no recovery. That's just the cover story. They know it goes down and down and down and down, and they don't have any recovery planned. That's just to make it sound like, well, there's some good at the end of this horrible tunnel. There's not any good. There's no recovery.
Jamie Dimon, the head of JP Morgan Chase, said that we are going to be in a depression that's going to last for years.
Well, and you look at the BRICS nations. I mean, Uganda has now, this is yet to be vetted out. Let's just see if it does. Uganda has announced that they have $12 trillion worth of gold.
Right.
That's more than all the gold. That's more than all the gold that's been mined in all history. And, you know, if that was the case, and supposedly China's the one mining it, that gives moxie to set up the BRICS economy, the BRICS currency. And at that point, when you have a gold-backed currency, my gosh, versus a paper-backed currency, the dollar really takes a clobbering because nobody would want it. They're going to want a gold-backed currency. So,
you know, I swear it's like prophecy is being fulfilled in front of our eyes.
And
I've said this before, and I'll have you comment on this. Former Army intelligence officer friend of mine, how do I say this correctly? He said that before China challenges us militarily, that they will try to, or they will overthrow us at the IMF. So at the International Monetary Fund, who is the number one source of currency in the world, China will accept the challenge. They'll back us, or they'll challenge us gold for gold, and we won't be able to match it. So with the Belt and Road Initiative, they could actually keep all the gold in the mines in Uganda. They don't even have to pull it out. Let the inspectors from the IMF go to the gold mines, and it could still count. Because in a lot of ways, that's how we do it.
Yeah, and nobody really knows, because Fort Knox has never made a video, how much gold is left in Fort Knox or in any other Federal Reserve banks that supposedly gold is there on reserve.
There's a video that's floating around on the internet. I remember watching it probably 10 years ago. And I believe this was early 2000s, maybe, where the members of Fort Knox were actually being questioned by Congress. And the spokesperson there, because they were talking about the amount of gold that Fort Knox had. And you can get on YouTube and find this. I'm probably going to butcher it. But what more or less what he said is, we have not had that amount of gold that they were supposed to have had since World War II.
Well, I mean, yeah, nobody knows. The government's not going to let you see the gold. I don't know why. I mean, there's supposedly all this gold at Fort Knox or in the banks in Chicago and New York, there's a huge depositories of gold, but nobody knows what's really there. I know when some of the European countries wanted it back, we said, no, we'll give it back to you. But so nobody knows. And so really, functionally, all we have is a paperback currency versus what's coming can be an absolutely gold-backed currency. $9 trillion or $12 trillion, whatever it is, goes a long way into backing a currency with gold. So, you know, we are in this la-la land that we think it's still 1946 and we just won World War II and we can bully everybody else around. You know, 1946, we used the threat of nuclear war to intimidate the Russians because we were the only one with a nuclear weapon. And we think we can continue to do that. Well, you know, our economy is going into recession. The Russian economy grew last quarter. The Chinese economy, I think, grew 3.9%. I think it's right around there. grew last quarter. Our economy is going into recession. So who all these penalties, who are they hurting?
Us.
Yeah, that's the people they intend to hurt. They don't care about the Russians. They want to hurt us.
If America gets taken down a peg or two, I believe if we get knocked off the top of the IMF standing, the petrol dollar, from the estimations that I've read, now I'm just saying what I've read, says that we could fall like down to like number 13 for the economies in the world. If we actually fail, and I think that may be hypothetically a little bit too far, I bet we would land at like 7 or 8. But if we fail that far, how many of our allies do you think would leave the United States and join the BRICS nation?
I don't think we have allies.
That's a good point.
I think we have people that stay with us because of money and weapons and whatever else we give them. But true people who are ideologically aligned to us, maybe the British, maybe. I don't know in the long run what they would do, but I don't think anybody else.
Israel?
We see Saudi right now. Yeah, maybe Israel. Israel's talking to the Russians. Brazil, it's ready to leave. It's ready to go into a Marxist state. Saudi Arabia right now is really giving us the middle finger, as far as what they're doing. So we lose Saudi. We lose Brazil.
We made headway in Venezuela for the oil?
I don't know. I mean, I know one thing. I know Russia's selling oil to India, and we're buying Indian oil. It's just so convoluted. It's like insane. And instead of opening up the pipeline, which they know would work, see, that's why it's malfeasance. That's why it's deliberate, because they know what would work, but they're not doing it. They know the insanity they're telling children, but they just keep doing it. They know the insanity of spending money without end, where it goes. So all of this stuff, I mean, I was just looking at, what do they say, John Fetterman last night didn't need to be debating Dr. Oz. He needed to be his patient. I look at that and I think this guy is not equipped. And God bless the man. I feel sorry for him. I mean, I don't rejoice anybody had a stroke. That's a horrible thing. I've seen stroke victims and it's not pretty, but he's not fit for office, and he couldn't talk his way through anything. I mean, he just basically, I think he was channeling AOC, just stupidity, or channeling Kamala Harris. You know, we need to stop what we need to stop, because if we don't stop it, it'll be stopped because we have to stop it.
What do you think is the reason for the rise in Marxism within our politicians, people who are running to run for office? You know, they're not going the Southern Democrat way anymore. Yeah, you know, small business.
Yeah. Control. They want control. Power, as they say, corrupts, and absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. The more power a person has, you look how it's corrupted Nancy Pelosi. I mean, you think of the nature of this hag, that all of a sudden she has made hundreds of millions on the stock market. And now that she's getting ready to get out, she wants to make it illegal to do insider trading.
Yep. $300 million.
Yeah. And so she wants to make it illegal now. I mean, just think of that for a second. So, yeah, we have we have no allies. I would say we have no allies. Our money is being devalued right in front of our face. Everything in our nation is being devalued. And the solution is independence. People to take the charge of their life in an independent manner, to make sure they have food, to make sure they have a bill of filter water. If you're living anywhere in a drought zone right now, which most of the United States is in a drought zone, start saving bottled water. I'm a big favor of the bivy stick. Let me pull it back here so you can see it. This gives me the ability to communicate outside the normal cell phone channels. If this goes down and I can't use it, which, I mean, these are going to go down, I can still text my friends, neighbors, and whatever, and tell them I'm okay. I just think of Hurricane Ian, what that would have done at Hurricane Ian, and people being able to text out saying I'm okay, or if a major earthquake hits or whatever. What happens? I mean, this is available on our website, rmrbivy.com. It's just right now, take charge of your ability to have food, grow gardens. You know, they're actually trying to make you register. There's proposals to make you register your garden. Did you know that, Doug?
Yeah, you have to do that in Dallas.
To control canning supplies. Yeah, to control canning supplies.
Yep.
I mean, well, everything is all designed.
There's a new one on there. Have you heard that the FDA is going to ban the lids for cans for canning? They're going to ban the lids.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why a company called Tatter, T-A-T-T-E-R, Tango Alpha Tango Tango Echo Romeo, they make reusable lids. We carry them, but a lot of other people carry them. Tatter, that you can use those lids over and over again, because the standard metal lids, you use them once, you have to throw them away when you open the jar. They're no good anymore. So, you know, yeah, they want to do that. You know, in fact, I've read articles that basically say if you're canning food, you're one of those people. Yeah. You know, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a government conspiracy person, you're canning your own food. They're out there. I mean, they're demonizing people who would want to can food. So yeah, that's a natural progression of what comes. So, you know, it's incumbent upon us, especially as leaders of households, to look at and say, how can I provide food for my family when there is no more food? You know, how can I even provide basic energy? I think I have one. Yeah, right here. We sell these things right here. I keep them everywhere. This is a battery pack. I can charge up, and this will run my cell phone or my bivy stick or whatever for days. I mean, it'll do days, and I can, you see that little thing right there. I can actually charge this with a solar panel, little bitty solar panel. Doesn't take much. So, you know, energy. What are you going to do for energy when obviously we're running out of energy? They're turning off all the taps. They're shutting down coal mining. They're turning off nuclear power. I mean, all of it. It's all being done. You know, so there are solutions to everything they're trying to do to us. Now, your life will be changed, but not near the change as if you do nothing. That is going to be a catastrophic change. If you do nothing, change will come in a horrific manner. As you do today, as you become one more independent through the different vehicles which you'll need, energy, medicine, so forth, you know, you're going to better ride this storm out. Learn how to garden. Learn how to use communication gear. Your course, I know it's coming up on Thanksgiving and the holidays, but you might not be granted next year. You know, if you go to readymaderesources.com, you can sign up for the active shooter course that we're offering. It's top notch. Readymaderesources.com. You click right at the top banner, take the active shooter course. You know, you will learn so much because we see violence. And when you do the class, you just go in how violence is exponentially increasing. Steve Rice teaches a TCCC course, Tactical Combat Casualty Care. He's a SEER instructor. You know,
so I think I think one of the best things that people could do if they want to step up their training or get a basic evaluation of their training status, you know, hit up my training for the active shooter training, because it's basic fundamentals of you know, tactical training, right? Room clearing, walking with your gun so you don't trip, fall, and shoot somebody or yourself. And then also the basic fundamentals of close quarters combat. You know, we're not training operators. We're training people to survive. That's really what it comes down to. And then take my course. There's a little bit of medical involved in that. And then take Steve Reyes's course, where you get actual hands-on with a combat-level doctor who will teach you literally how to save someone's life from a laceration, a fracture, or a gunshot wound. I mean, if you want to set yourself up for success, if you want to spend thousands of dollars on this type of gear, you know, the plate carriers, the guns, the radios, the helmets, and you don't know how to use any of it, or you're not comfortable with it, I mean, honestly, I think me and Steve are probably some of the most laid back guys you'll ever encounter. There's no screaming. There's no yelling. You know, we're there to just teach you. You know, we're doing it at a price that's astronomically cheaper compared to anybody else, because we really just want to teach people.
And, you know, you get 3 days of training for $650. I can promise you, you go to some of the big name people doing it with nobody more qualified than you. They're not like they're super qualified, you know, people any more than what you've been qualified as. And they're charging $650 a day.
Yeah.
To a course like that. Not a weekend, not 3 12-hour days. They're getting that. And then after the class, they have after action reports where they can sit down and talk with you. And, you know, all their questions that they don't feel like got answered or whatever, they can address them individually to you. So there's nothing like that. Same thing with Steve. And we at Ready Made Resources, we've invested in these medical dummies. You got an IV arm that you can actually stick an IV in so you can learn how to do an IV. These medical dummies, you can do tracheotomies and all kinds of things to them. We've invested in those so that people they get really good hands-on experience of, you know, we're not going to operate on each other, but you can.
Well, I volunteer as tribute because I'm going to be there for Steve's.
Yeah. So you can you know, actually see the function of how it works. We have this little organ thing that you can actually, it's like Mr. Potato Head, but it's a real person. You can pull out their organs, you know, and see where they all are, and kind of a neat thing. And then we have a CPR dummy. Mm-hmm. So you can learn that, how to use a defibrillator. I mean, how to do a tracheotomy, how to do if your lung's decompressed, how to do a lung recompression. I mean, these are the things that you're going to be learning. I just highly recommend those courses to anybody wanting to take them. Just be that as it said. But again, food, water. I'm a big, you know, big proponent in radio. This is a ham radio, so I can talk to people all over everywhere with that. Again, the bivy stick. This thing's fantastic.
When are y'all going to put on your next radio course?
It's going to be early next year. Okay. Tactical Combat Radio, Matt Everett. You can always go to brushbeater.org or .net, and look up and see when he has the courses scheduled. Those radio courses are second to none. I mean, they're second to none. So we've got some surprise coming out. This new radio, we're him and I both getting it. It's a Tango Bravo Romeo -119. You can look it up online. This thing's fantastic. People want to maybe take a peek at it. Just type in Tango TBR -119 radio, and it's a pretty sophisticated piece of equipment that's going to give people a lot of abilities. So all of that is at hand right now, because what we see, the old order is being destroyed. The Great Reset is being implemented. And just changing one diaper, November election, is not going to change the course of where this is happening. It's not, because you can't changing an election doesn't putting a few new Republicans in doesn't change wokeness at Amazon or these big corporations. It doesn't change wokeness in the military. It doesn't change wokeness in the medical industry. It doesn't change wokeness in education. Or in religion. That is a institutional tyranny that has worked its way into our government, and just voting a couple people in and a couple people out doesn't change anything. That's why they really don't fear it. I don't even think they fear this election, because they know it doesn't. It's really, they're going to do what they're going to do no matter what. They're lawless. They won't obey the law no matter what.
Do you think everything's heading right now is to disrupt the 2024 election? Because that's my view of this and my study of geopolitics, which is something I've done for a dozen years or more now, is that it appears that we are setting our nation up to not have good standing or good faith with the UN and NATO come time for 2024, where America, the American president, will be looked at as the leader of the free world. I think we're literally setting ourselves up so that we're no longer on that platform anymore.
Well, I mean, we are an empire in decline. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you see the guy in the mic. How many planets are there? I don't know. How many continents? At least 30. I mean, I've seen this. These are high school and college aged people, and they can't even tell you, I mean, anything. What's 3 + 3 + 3? They don't know. It's just incredible to see the decline in what it presents itself as American education, and you know, because they just indoctrination, but they can tell you about Karl Marx. They can tell you about how, white people are bad. You know, we're the racists of the planet. You know, they can tell you all the Marxist, you know, tripe. They can tell you all that, but they can't add. They don't know any history. They don't think about science. Nothing. But Karl Marx, good guy. I actually have Che Guevara's T-shirt on, which Che Guevara killed homosexuals, by the way. I mean, you know, that's the funny thing about it. You see all these liberals with Che Guevara T-shirts on. He was a terrorist, but he killed homosexuals. He killed them.
Yep.
You know, they built them up buildings, shot them, whatever. But, you know, so it's like, good grief. It just shows the level of indoctrination. But again, going back to it, I see you got your PRC 152 back there.
Oh, yeah. But listen to the weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Great radio. Mm-hmm. You know, and next to it, I like the book you got there. Right next to, yeah. Not in the radio, the book next to the radio. It looks like a Bible.
The Weather Service. Right. Serving McDowell and Fort Worth. Here we go. The following reports of what the temperature and wind is.
Hey, Doug, flip it over to encryption mode and let people hear it then.
Oh, yeah.
We had a very...
You get it? I don't hear anything, but yeah, I'm not hearing anything, but whatever. But yeah, it has an encryption mode on it. But yeah, again, just that radio and you being able to get weather data, weather intelligence. You're a military guy. How important is weather intelligence?
Well, I mean, to the point that we made it a special operations contingency.
Yeah, of course.
You need it because if air goes red, which if people don't know, when we say air goes red, that means a helicopter or whatever extraction vehicle that we have cannot get you out and cannot get things in. Air's too bad.
So weather intelligence is critical. That radio, NOAA transmits 24/7 that weather information. And so it's there just to listen to. But again,
the thing is, Bob, also, and you know this, was that 1.62.500, whatever.
162.550.
Yeah, 550. That's a federal channel. That national channel will be used to spread intelligence to whoever is listening, not just weather. When we get invaded.
And it's a bellwether also. If NOAA goes down, something's wrong.
Right.
That's 24/7 with almost zero failure rate radio station.
Yep.
The failure rate on that radio station is probably in the ..1 area. So if NOAA goes down, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And that would be a canary in the gold mine. But not only that, but again, you can listen to all the local chatter because it does pick up MERS and GMRS. So you can listen to that chatter. You can listen to ham radio chatter. So intelligence gathering on that is phenomenal, of its ability to do. And that radio has the longest transmission of line of sight, not using a repeater, of any radio, handheld radio that I know of. It has a tremendous line of sight. I've gotten up to 15 miles line of sight with it before. No repeater. So it's just a good radio. We carry those PRC 152s in stock. But
hey, I got a question for you. There was a listener who said that they could find these PRC 152s on eBay for $200. From doing some digging.
Beware, they're not the same.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
There's 5-watt models, 15-watt models. There's old models, new models. So just beware of what you're buying. That's all I tell people. And then you pay when you bring it in. There's duties and excise tax you got to pay. So, yeah, just be and you know they what they do. If you go try to charge one of those out and see your $100 shipping bill,
right?
You know, yeah, go check out and $100 for shipping. Woo! You know that's the game that's being played. So
right now, with everything happening, the food processing plants haven't been rebuilt yet. How close do you think we are to collapse? Because we only got about 3 minutes left. How close do you think we are to collapse?
I think we're in a graduated collapse right now. I think it's happening right before us. Obviously, our educational system has collapsed. Obviously, our monetary system is on the verge of complete collapse. Our moral system in this country has collapsed. The family's collapsing. So before it goes over the edge, one event could drive it over the edge because people are emotionally ill-equipped to handle hardship in this nation. Everybody's been getting, you know, everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets complimented. Nobody gets anything said to them that offends them at all. You know, so emotionally, we've become emotionally crippled people. And the only way those people know how to react is with violence, you know, and throwing tantrums. So, you know, before we go completely over the edge, I mean, we're, I don't know, months, It's that. It depends. I think the Democrats are going to have an emotional meltdown November 11th. You know, I think they're going to see that happen. They're going to have an emotional meltdown. Hillary Clinton is already she's not only an election denier like Stacey Abrams, but she's already made a video. I don't know if you've seen it, where she's actually denying the outcome of the 2024 election. Have you seen that video? She's actually on there saying the Republicans are going to steal the election. And we have to have a thing, stop the coup. That's what they're calling it, stop the coup, where they can donate money because they are going to steal the election. So, I mean, they've already gone into election denial, even for an election that hasn't even happened yet.
So, well, in my mindset and my theory is that everything is event driven, connected by narratives. And what the politicians are doing right now is they are creating the narrative, speaking it prolifically on media, especially the controlled opposition mainstream medias. They are talking about the narratives that are linking a prior event, giving themselves the excuse in the narrative for the next event. Gaslighting, right? They're dog whistling, gaslighting. They're telling you, they're trying to make you feel bad for what you're doing, but they're actually doing it, right?
That's been their history. We'll accuse them.
It's manipulation.
Russian collusion. I mean, we'll accuse Donald Trump of Russian collusion, but we know all along Hunter and Biden were deep into Russia collusion. Mm-hmm. Money from Russia, much money from China, money from Ukraine. They were the ones that were doing the collusion. So, but again, you know, my thing is, people know I've been diagnosed with cancer. My treatment is going very, very well. I just want people to know that. But it does bring into reflection a lot in a man's or woman's life. And what it brings into reflection is I realize I will stand before God Almighty one day, the judge of the world. And you know, he has welcomed me into his kingdom. He wrote my name in the book of life. And I want to do everything I can with the days that I do have left to bring him glory and honor. I want to bring glory and honor to the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. I want to serve him. I want to propagate the gospel. I want to preach truth. I want to equip people do all those things that I think God would have me to do at this point. And I just encourage other people to do the same thing. Yeah, that has to be the first and foremost thing in my life. And Doug, I like having friends like you or Jamie Walden, Mike Adams. I like having those friends because they're also men and women of character. And that's the people I want to associate with. I'm not interested in associating with the Hunter Bidens. It doesn't matter how much money they have. It doesn't matter what they can bring to the table. You know, I'm not interested in people like that. I want to interested in people who have good moral character. And then the last thing I do want to make sure my family has food on the table, water to drink. I want to make sure that we can organize as a community. I'm calling myself a community prepper. I want to get all aspects of my community involved that the community can stand and prosper, even during times of hardship. So, you know, that's where I'm at. And that's what I would just leave people with today is think along those lines that, you know, you want to get incorporated and be a benefit to the people around you. You want to surround yourself with good people. And first and foremost, you know, there's the Lord Jesus Christ. You will stand before him one day and he'll be your judge. Now, he could be your sacrificial lamb that says, I paid. Okay, Griswold, whoa, we got a long list there, but, you know, I paid for it. You know, I took care of it. Doug Thornton. His is longer than Griswold's. Sorry. But it's been paid for. Sorry.
Covered under the blood, man.
Or you'll stand before him and say, man, this one's really long and nobody paid for it.
Yeah, how you plan on paying for that?
And, you know, sorry about that, Doug.
Oh, you're good. It's a good analogy. You know, have you ever had like your card decline when you go to buy something and then the teller goes, well, how do you plan on paying for that? I don't ever want Jesus to look at me like that and say, well, you know, do you want to charge it to your card? You know, no.
That's a debt I can't pay. What does it say? He paid a debt he did not owe.
That's right.
I owed a debt I could not pay. And, you know, Jonathan Edwards has a great quote. Steve and I were talking about it earlier. You know, the only thing I contribute to my salvation is the sin that makes it necessary. And I contributed a fair amount of that. So, you know, with that, and that's why the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ is so precious, that I don't deserve it. He didn't deserve taking it, but he did. And I can be the beneficiary of that sacrifice he made if I'm willing to submit to him. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I, you know, become a saint, walk on water. It just means the goal of my life is to bring him glory and honor and to be obedient to him. And yep. That's what I would leave people with that.
That's the one thing that I've been having to harp on myself. I'm a bit of a hothead. I'm not irrational, but that's just I have a very aggressive nature. I have a very laid back posture, but I have a very aggressive nature. That's the little bit of the wolf inside me. But I will tell you this, man, the thing that has been on my mind, and Pastor David Wilkerson, one of my favorite pastors to listen to, my wife and I listen at least two or three sermons a day from him. But also, I remember Pastor David Lankford, him and I were talking at Jim Baker's place years ago. And he told me, in everything that you do, remember to honor God in the way you speak to people, even people that upset you, and the way that you respond back to them. Are you honoring God by being derogatory? Are you honoring God by cursing people out? No, I do that, and I apologize to people I've done that to. But, you know, we suffer the law of sin, the law of the flesh, but we strive to be in you know, God's law.
The law of sin and death is what the scripture calls it.
Absolutely.
So death still works in these members because it's still under that thing, and a death is required. But, you know, there's a second, is what the Bible calls it. Not only does this thing here that I can touch die, but then what makes Bob Griswold, the soul that God put in me, that is cast into eternal death. Mm-hmm. That's the death none of us want to face. You know, this body will perish one day, but, you know, at the moment I die, you know, I hear the Lord Jesus Christ tell me, you know, I've forgiven you. Welcome into the joy of thy God. The angels come and usher me into his presence. You know, that's what I live for. And you know, cancer has really brought that into focus for me. I don't want cancer, but, you know, God can use anything in your life. And he's using that to bring things into focus of what's really important. You know, doing stuff, doing cool guy stuff. And I've done tons of cool guy stuff. You know, I've done it, been there, traveled around the world. All of it, you know, it's cool guy stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's not going to do anything when I stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. Only what I've done for him is going to last and count. And that's why I would urge people right now, you know, examine your heart, examine your life. You know, I'll just say this, you know, I sell night vision, and I'm selling night vision because I know it's a good tool, but nobody in hell is going to ever go, wow, I had two night vision. You know, they're not going to do that. I had 3 years worth of food. Well, all the good it's doing you down here. You know, get your heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Make peace with him today, because we don't know when the last breath is. I'm just watching all these health crises coming. I was watching Katy Perry on a video the other day. Her eye was kind of not working right. I don't know what was up with that. But, you know, and you just see all these young people dying of strokes or heart attacks, whatever. You just see this thing happening worldwide, or the threat of nuclear war. With, you know, I just think of Hiroshima or Nagasaki, 70, 80,000 souls went into eternity in a split second. You know, with thermonuclear weapons, it could be millions of souls go into eternity in a moment, in a second. And so that's why I tell people, you know, the gospel is this: you're a sinner. You're irreversibly broken. You have a sin nature that's going to separate you from God. Jesus Christ had no sin. He came born of a woman, had no sin whatsoever. He paid that price. He's like, that guy is a murderer, but I'll take the death sentence for him. That's what he did. And if we appropriate ourselves of that sacrifice that Jesus made for us, we partake in that resurrected nature that Jesus had, and we have life eternal. He actually says he writes our name in the book of life. I can't imagine all that means, having my name written in the book of life. That's beyond what I can think of. And I think about, there's an eternal book in heaven. Bob Griswold's name is in there. Wow. Doug Thornton's name is in there. You know, it's an amazing thought. And that's why I just say, get your heart right with the Lord. And in these wicked days, we need our Bibles. We need prayer, but we also need brothers and sisters who'll stand beside us and encourage us. You know, some of the, you know, there was a lot of emotional baggage when I stopped contracting what happened to me. And, you know, I had a really good friend, Florida Department of Law Enforcement. You know, I could just talk to him about my heart, you know, and things that just, they were difficult that I was walking through. And it was so good to have a brother like that. That I could come to and say, listen, I'm struggling, you know, this happened. I'm struggling. And to hear, you know, just a godly counsel, godly wisdom of just encouragement. So I just encourage people along those lines. You know, he calls you today. He calls you by name today. Whatever your name is, he's calling you, and just respond to him.
Yeah. And you know, I know we've been to some of the same places. And I know how much of a struggle it is when you're contracting for the government. I've been there and done that. But you know, I appreciate the work that you've done. I appreciate that every time we come on, we try, you know, not just to tell people the cool gear to buy for whatever, you know, prophecy hitting the fan scenario it is, but we're not selling you gear. We're selling you our heart, and our hearts, you know, guided by Jesus. So in fact, we're trying to sell you the word as more than we are anything else.
And I have to confess, I'm a gear guy. I mean, I don't know, there's a special gene that God made in my DNA somewhere. It has like a gear thing in it, you know. I admit I love gear. It's just something about it. It's mm-hmm. fun, you know. Oh, yeah. If you're born with that gear gene, you understand.
I can't show you my closet over here because it's filled full of guns and yeah. just overfilling full of, you know, stuff from when I was in law enforcement.
But that gear gene doesn't get me into heaven.
Nope.
It doesn't get me into heaven. There's a lot of people with the gear gene who will end up in the lake of fire. Right. So that's, put that in perspective. It's only the blood of Jesus that gets you into heaven. So
that's amen. Right. Well, Bob, thanks for coming on today. Can you give out your number real quick for people who need to get in contact with you?
ReadyMadeResources.com for the Bivvy stick, RMRBivvy.com. And then 800-627-3809. Again, 800-627-3809. So give us a call. We'll be glad to walk you through preps for your family and your friends, whatever you need. Thank you. And thank you, brother, for having me here.
Yep. Thank you for being on. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. If you like this, please share it. We are constantly under attack. Who knows how long YouTube's going to keep me on here. But if you like this content, please comment, please share. Leave your ideas down there. If you have any questions about gear, training, obviously, or any other things about prepping, please give Bob Griswold a call, or you can actually email myself and we can walk you through the basics of this. So once again, if you're successful, we're successful. So that's all we got. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. See you next time.
God bless.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing. And you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
You can find this show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindictus show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube, won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindictus show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.